Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors? And welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones. And today we're coming at you with another Monday motivation. That's right. Except this go round, we're going to do something a little bit different. And what we're going to do is have a series called Monday Motivation. However, it's going to be entitled Mindset Mastery. And I want to talk about that specifically because there's been some interviews that we've done, and I think that we didn't maximize those interviews as far as making certain that everybody heard some of the gems that were dropped throughout some of those episodes. So what we're going to do is we're going to focus on a certain piece of each episode to make sure that you're able to get that content and you get that value. So our first interview we're going to do is the one we did with Mr. David Shands of Sleep is for Suckers. And we're going to take a moment and just break down his mindset in regards to a job being risky in comparison to entrepreneurship. We're kicking it off out the gate with something strong and something that's going to challenge your mindset. That's why we're calling this Mindset Mastery.
Is everybody meant to be an entrepreneur?
I don't think so.
Does everybody have the ability to be an entrepreneur?
I think everybody does have the ability to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
But I don't know if you can manufacture wanting to do it.
Mm.
It's like, you know that feeling that you get when you got to set up this podcast. You got to arrange with the person you're going to interview. You got to set everything up. You're not, oh, burning desire. I love it. I got to do it. But you can see the future. You can see how if you do enough of these, it's going to take you to a certain level, right?
Mm.
I don't know where that comes from. And I can kind of help guide you, but I don't know if you can teach it to everybody, especially some people's preconceived notion is so bad about entrepreneurship. It's like you'll never be able to talk yourself into it because your mind is so negative. Next time you go to a school, ask the kids how many people want to run their own business or be an entrepreneur. Very few hands.
Really?
Try it.
Oh, wow.
Their idea is, and this is, I'm telling you, I do it every school I go to, and the majority say, yo, my goal is to get a job. I need to get a job. Where'd they get that from?
Dang.
The majority. I'm telling you, just do it. Any school you go to. Their idea about entrepreneurship is that it's risky.
Mm-hmm.
You lose all your money. I've heard that a couple times from a couple different students in a couple different schools. Oh, entrepreneur, no, you lose all your money. Where y'all get that from?
I mean, the definition of entrepreneur, I looked it up for a presentation a while ago, but it's basically talking about taking a chance. That's loosely saying the definition, but that's what I recall of it.
But who came up with that definition? Taking a chance. A job, you don't say the definition of a job is taking a chance,
man,
even though
the definition of taking a job, yeah.
Yo, you can get a house, a car, build a family based on the foundation of, yo, I got this job that's going to take care of it. But if another person doesn't like you, they can fire you. That's risky. That's taking a chance.
That's really risky.
And the way you get approved for a house is based on your W-2s or however your source of income is. So they're saying, yo, I'll give you a house if you got this secure job you've been on for 2 years. But are jobs really that secure? That's risky. That's your, the job. The definition of job should be taking a chance that your boss is going to love you forever.
Oh my goodness. David Shands just hit us over the head with some major gems. And if you didn't hear the full episode, I would encourage you to go to episode 171. I'm going to have the link down in the show notes just to make sure that you have the opportunity to listen and hear him out, because David thinks like none other. David's a forward thinker, and some of the thoughts and the concepts that that I've heard from him just in us having conversation and doing some work with him, next level, definitely next level. So friends, I want to encourage you, if you're not subscribed to the podcast, I would encourage you to like, comment, and subscribe to the podcast. We're Speak Your Success on all those platforms that stream podcasts. In addition to finding us on social media, SYS Podcast One is the handle that you can find us on. And lastly, I want to make sure that you all know the successes. I want to make sure that you know that right now, process, we're giving away process. I have some copies while supplies last. We're giving them away. You just have to cover the shipping and the handling. And you can also click that link down at the bottom. It's just speakyoursuccessacademy.com/process2success. Then you can get your copy of process. And at this time, I'll also autograph them. So make sure you do that. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?